What the f***?
No, it's okay. On this show, you can say fuck.
Saturday night, what the fuck? Charlie McMullen, what the fuck?
What the fuck, Josh?
As you can hear, Charlie's here. Jillian is not going to be with us for the next 3 weeks, so the Fister is filling in for the next 3 weeks.
And may I say giggity?
You may. I may edit it out, but you may say it.
That's okay. Just, you said the Fister is filling in.
Tell us what's been going on with you, because from what I hear, you've had a pretty good day until I sent you all the things we're going to talk about tonight.
Yeah, I had the day off. It was great. I got to sleep in, you know, got some Popeyes. I know it's going to give me diarrhea later, but right now,
it was worth it in the short
coming
term,
along
right?
Very well. Yeah, exactly. Sometimes you got to live for the moment. And then you send me news diarrhea, and a lot of it.
And it's some fucked up shit this week, isn't it?
This is some of the worst things I've ever seen on this show, which is saying a lot.
That's a high water mark to hit, isn't it, McMullen?
Yeah, never thought I'd get here.
And now you're a little shamed you are.
A little bit, yeah.
Because we've got so much fucked up shit, we're going to kind of make this a grab bag show. So all of them will be...
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Technically. So let's just dump right into this. And I do mean...
that's a very deliberate word choice. I like that.
You saw what I did there, huh?
I did.
All right. Let's talk about the Port St. Joe, Florida man arrested for shooting his neighbor in the face, and his only excuse was, what's the big deal? Quote, I only shot a nigger.
That was someone's actual defense after killing a man and then going back to cooking his dinner, which I imagine to be like, you know, Ku Klux Klan's casino.
Well, actually, he didn't die. The victim is in stable condition. It was not fatal, but...
He probably feels a lot shittier than he did before he was shot in the face.
I think getting shot in the face, unless you're in a porno movie, probably will do that to you.
Or going hunting with Dick Cheney.
Quail! Boom!
Quails are vicious, man. Someone's got to take them down to protect the children, if nothing else.
Walter Henry Butler, 59 years old, was arrested in Gulf County, where he shot Everett Grant, who is black, because that matters here. Grant was shot in the face after Butler confronted him while using racial slurs to address the children living in the apartment complex where both men live. After Butler shot Grant, he just went back into his apartment, started cooking his dinner, and was actually annoyed at the police officers bothering him when he made the quote, I only shot a nigger. What goes through people's heads? And no, I'm not setting you up for the bullet, obviously, joke.
Okay, let's move on then.
I stole your joke, didn't I?
Yeah, kind of. That's okay. There's more where that came from.
But what are your thoughts on this? I mean, are we really so desensitized, not just racially, but about just the attempted taking of a life that, I hate your kids! Bam! No, let's go cook a steak.
I don't know if desensitized is the right word. I just think there are some just legitimately evil, horrible people out there.
But it also, I think, brings up a larger question. Really? After the Republicans are trying to claim that racism is over, after Trayvon Martin, Obama has declared racism over, blah, blah, blah. This is some pretty ingrained racism, isn't it?
Yeah, I didn't even know there were people still around that were like that. Jesus Christ, it's just fucking horrible. I mean, I don't even know, like, what to do. Like, this is just, like, an evil... I mean, you can't just walk around, you know, picking off racist people because you can't always tell just by looking at them. Something racist people themselves don't seem to grasp.
Yeah, there's a certain irony to your statement there.
Write a fucking song about it, Alanis.
I'm thinking more of a disastrous country rap crossover.
Oh, man.
All right, then let's move on, because there's not really much more to this story to talk about. It happened, and that's pretty much it, isn't it?
Yeah, there are only so many jokes you can make about something that is just that fucking horrible on its face.
Well, do you want to get more horrible?
Why not? I'm here, aren't I?
Let's talk about... Now, keep in mind, I'm choosing my words carefully here. The chief of police, Mark Kessler, from Gilberton, Pennsylvania. The chief. He's the boss, okay? He posted a video to YouTube. And by the way, as at the time we're recording this, he is still the chief of police.
And still not taken down from YouTube.
Which just baffles my mind. But he is calling for, in no uncertain terms, the overthrow of the Gilberton democratically elected government by force because he does not think liberals have a right to govern. I'm quoting here. Fuck all you libertards out there. As a matter of fact, read my shirt. His t-shirt says, liberals take it in the ass. You know what, Charlie? I'm just going to read this, okay? I'm going to read his little statement. And you're already laughing because you know where this is going.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Now, there are typos in this and there's bad grammar, so I'm going to read it as he wrote it. This is not me speaking stupidly, okay? Quoting, for all of you waiting for this day, waiting for the word, today is that day. Spread the word. Schuylkill County, Pennsylvania, birthplace on unconstitutional gun control nullification. I will not stand idle while tyrants attack the Constitution. The period's in the wrong place. A massive rally will need to be assembled right here in the heart of Schuylkill County. I understand for my father, my mother, my country, our Constitution. I now ask you to stand with me shoulder to shoulder, S-H-O-L-D-E-R. Time to show these political hacks here in Schuylkill County. They don't tell we the people anything. It's we the people who tell the government. If they want to fire the first shot, let it begin right here in Schuylkill County. I changed the course of history. Diluted much? One person pushed back against a tyrannical anti-constitution government. It's time we show these tyrants we will not stand for any more violations of our constitution or our freedoms. Again, period misplaced. Every militia, every CSF member who can attend, please do. P.S. Pennsylvania is an open carry state. Firearms will be present. Periods misplaced. I'm going to point that out every time, by the way. So come with your flags, your firearms. Molten Labby, M-O-L-O-N space L-A-B-E. That one's new to me. I'm calling on all true Americans, all militia members, all true oath keepers to assemble. Be ready to march on a tyrannical county government right here in Schuylkill County, Pennsylvania. Democrats are the true enemy of our country. Our freedoms, our constitution, along with liberal news agencies, liberal news reporters, much like Hitler's Nazis, time we clean these anti-American, all as one word, thugs from office. Time to choose sides is upon us. All right, now, with all of me reading it as it is, did you get the gist of what it was?
I believe so. The gist of what it was to me was this guy just really loving guns, really loving alcohol, and really hating school, sort of answering the question, when does ego become delusions of grandeur? Right there. That's where it happens.
But then let me ask you this. Since this is the chief of police, I cannot hammer that home enough, Charlie.
Yeah.
Calling for the armed overthrow of a democratically elected government he does not agree with. How is this man the chief of police still?
All the other police have to answer to him. God.
The Justice Department doesn't. Can you imagine what would happen if a liberal got arrested in his county? I'm thinking he'd cornhole him.
Yeah. Like, he would put a Goldilocks wig on him. I mean, some shit would get worked out.
Yeah, and out and out and out.
Yeah, right. I don't know. This is just... One other thing I wanted to point out about this is this dude is still on YouTube. I have had a video taken down from YouTube because I don't own the rights to a George Michael song.
One of your stand-ups?
I don't think it was stand-up. It was something else. Somebody was playing George Michael, and it was audible throughout the whole thing, like just in the back, and it was taken down because I don't own the rights to that song. However, this guy is calling for the death of all who favor gun control, and he is still up there.
And he is in a position of power. That's the disturbing part. Yeah, the chief of police. And first of all, I'm a little disturbed at just how rambling, how poorly punctuated, and how poorly worded that whole thing was. Shouldn't the chief of police have at least the smallest grasp of, you know, language?
You'd think so, but I mean, you don't need to read to plant guns on shot black people. You know, you don't need to read to sprinkle crack everywhere.
What disturbs me is, okay, and I'm not trying to say what, like, Anthony Weiner did and whatnot is any better. Anthony Weiner texts his penis to people. They're calling for his job. This fucker is calling for the armed overthrow of a democratically elected government, and they're going, Yeah, he's a good chief of police, though. And all of this little diatribe was posted on his Facebook page, Charlie.
My God. This social media is bringing us all together. People have lost all concept of what it means to make information public. Like, I don't think people even think about that anymore. Everybody who has the internet will be able to see this. All they need to know is your name to find all this shit that you have just dropped on a silver platter. I mean, this is way off topic, by the way, but this is what I was thinking through the whole NSA Snowden thing. I mean, I will never, ever support a government spying on its own people. But one thing I noticed that everyone who was bitching about having their internet hacked was bitching about it on the internet. All you have to do is not use the internet, and nothing can be done to you, according to the information they're sharing. And now, that's off topic, I know, but it just bugs me that this guy like this chief of fucking police, which I still can't believe, can post all this shit. He's been given a forum to share his information with the world, and I think what we learned is that not everybody should have that forum.
No, I disagree with that. Everyone should have that forum, but they should have to face the ramifications of what they do.
Okay, I would agree with that, too. Because you can't pick and choose who has the right to share their voice. Everybody
exactly.
has the right to share their voice. I will always believe that. That's my favorite thing about this country. But Jesus Christ, everybody can share their voice.
Well, like, when it comes to Kessler here, he shared his voice. He should face the consequences of his actions. Because by the legal definition of being shown that he is a danger to society, he should not only lose his job, but be arrested. The same as you would if you... As same as you would with all these people that went on Facebook and made a rap or a snide comment on a video game forum about shooting up a school. This guy actually has the training and the authority to at least attempt the nonsense he's stating. No one's doing anything about it. That's what scares me the most, Charlie. No one's doing anything.
Well, it's because we never expected shit like this. Like, as a society, we never expected shit like this. We don't have a contingency plan for a chief of police freaking out and threatening to murder anyone who disagrees with him. But it's happening, and now we don't know what to do.
Well, you would think... Now, I don't know what the political landscape is over there in Schuylkill County, but...
Which was correctly spelled every time, by the way.
Oh, well, that he's going to get right.
That was so weird to me.
Why has the mayor not done anything? Unless the mayor is either, one, scared of him, or two, complicit in this and kind of is siding with him. Or the mayor is just kind of letting things fall where they may, and he'll just see where the pieces lie.
Sadly enough, the mayor being scared of him is the only one that would make sense.
But that's
probably not the one that's true.
I want to go back to something you said, though, about like the Snowden thing. Did you watch Real Time with Bill Maher this last week?
I did not. Who was on it?
It doesn't matter, because it's actually something Bill said that's going to be relevant here.
Okay.
Okay, I have issues with Bill Maher to begin with. I think he is a sellout and a fraud. I think he is a false rebel for numerous reasons. But he proved to me that he is the ultimate false rebel this week. His entire final statement at the end of New Rules was about how the government spying on us, if it stops even just one terrorist attack, he is perfectly willing to give up his privacy to stop terrorism.
Which
Do
is
you see the danger
in
a libertarian taking that stance?
Yeah.
It's like, fuck you, sellout piece of shit, you.
I mean, on the surface, this is a... You know, this is just an insane gun nut, one of many that we've seen in this country. I'm almost used to it by now. But if you dig beneath the surface, this becomes about a broader thing. It's about our society is completely getting out of control because the people are just not caring about making sense of anything anymore. Do you know what I mean?
It seems to me the radical point of view seems to be the first point of view everyone goes to. For some reason... Because, you know, you had like a progression. In the 70s and 80s, the difference between a liberal and a conservative was much smaller. Now, it's like they're two separate species, isn't it?
Yeah. This is, I don't know, I don't think American Civil War is as ridiculous sounding as it was like 5 years ago.
And I think that it is people like this guy, that's what they want. They want a civil war. If for no other reason... Then they go, hey, fuckers, you didn't want gun control, so we got all the guns. We win. And they don't seem to realize that everything they're doing, it doesn't violate the purpose of freedom, because they're actually engaging in what freedom is supposed to mean. But they are violating the purpose of other people's freedom. They're saying, my freedom to do what I want and think what I want overrides your freedom to do what you want and think what you want. Therefore, my freedom is more important than yours.
Now, right here, if I said, hey, just like Christians, some of your listeners would think I'm being an asshole, more of my atheist bullshit, but what's the other story, Josh?
Yes, nice, not quite seamless transition. Anderson County, Tennessee voted 12-4 in favor of inscribing the words, in God we trust, on the outside of the county courthouse.
Seems like a minor issue, but it is not.
No, it's not. And, you know, of course, there are going to be Muslims that go to this courthouse, Jews, atheists, Wiccans, all the other religions.
Probably more Muslim than most. I'm kidding. No, I live there. They don't even know what Muslims are.
The Christian pastors are telling non-Christians that because the majority of America is Christian, therefore we are a Christian nation. And I'm quoting here, this is people standing up for what they believe in. We have a right to the democratic process and majority rule as we are the majority. Isn't this the exact same thing, Charlie, that they are trying to stop over in other countries? Sharia law. They think just because they have the majority, they can force their religion on others.
Right.
Am I the only one not getting the irony here?
This is exactly the same thing. It's just
it hurts.
Different
religion.
Exactly. They're not standing up for what they believe in. They're standing up for themselves because they believe this. It's not the same thing.
And they believe they have the numbers on their side, because these are the same people that would be screaming and yelling if Muslims wanted to inscribe Assalamu Alaikum on the courthouse. The Christians would be going, no, no, that is offensive to me.
The streets would run brown with Christian fear shit.
Fear shit. Is that different than regular shit?
It is. It's a lot browner.
Oh, okay. I didn't think the color would change based on how you shit it.
It's like a mood ring, only instead of the ring, your anus.
That's actually an interesting... never mind. Well, we're off topic with that. I'm serious. What is it? Is there an inherent arrogance that comes with religion? And I don't want to say that all Christians are like this, because they're not, but it seems all the Christians in the spotlight are this arrogant, aren't they?
There's an extreme arrogance, I use the word supreme arrogance, that comes with really believing that you are right about the biggest question in all of humanity and that everyone else is wrong. If you really believe that, why wouldn't you be a dick? You know what I mean?
But then there's also the fact that they always go back to this, we are a Christian nation, we are a Christian nation. Then why were half of the founders of the Constitution atheists? And they specifically put in safeguards to stop religion running rampant.
That's kind of what they did.
Do you see my point? How kind of the founding of this country made it not a Christian nation?
Or at least really, like, their main objective was to prevent it from becoming not just a Christian nation, but just a whole nation controlled by one insane religion.
And also, isn't that kind of what we broke away from England for? Kind of?
Religious persecution? Something like that?
I guess this is going to be the irony show, isn't it? Kind of ironic, isn't it? But then I have to ask you the other question. Why in the hell do you have to have In God We Trust on the courthouse? Will that somehow make the crooked judges and the insane cops somehow better? Will it stop any kind of travesty from happening? Why? What is the purpose of this?
Everybody seems to find religion in prison. They don't need it at the fucking courthouse, too.
No, but I'm asking seriously. Why? What do they hope to gain from this, Charlie?
I've never understood that. I don't have an answer for that. I've never understood In God We Trust. I've never understood One Nation Under God. I've never understood swearing on a Bible in a courtroom. I mean, separation of church and state.
I actually did not do that in church, in court once. I said I would not swear in a Bible, and he let me affirm.
And there were no consequences, were there?
No.
Exactly. It's
because
ridiculous.
I stood up. I mean, I did stand up for that I can't swear to a God I don't believe exists. You know, that would be basically me saying, No, I don't. It also comes down to more of this, like you just brought up, separation of church and state. What part of separation of church and state is so hard to understand? Religion over here, politics over here, separate, apart, not together. Why is this so hard to grasp?
I don't know why it's so hard to grasp. I can only recognize that it is extremely hard to grasp. But I don't know why, because it's just the reason the Founding Fathers called for separation of church and state is simple, or at least should be simple to everyone. It's so people don't let their religious ideologies conflict with the way they're going to judge someone, because in a court of law, someone's fate is in the hands of their peers. And the reason why there's a call for separation of church and state is because there are too many people who would treat a Christian suspect or a Catholic suspect differently than a Jewish suspect. And that's not fair to anybody. Nobody gets a fair trial if religion is involved. And I'm not saying that makes religion bad or good. I'm just saying it has no place within the law.
But then there's also, again, the irony of us breaking away from England. We left there because they melded church and state, and we saw the theocratic horrors that wrought. We came here and said, we learned from that lesson, on paper at least. We learned on paper that lesson to not do that. So my mind is baffled at these religious people that say, our way is the only way.
That might have been what they were saying on the way here, but, I mean, slaughtering a few thousand Indians makes you forget some shit.
Well, yeah, and I don't mean this as a pun. We did kind of whitewash that part of history, didn't we? We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we got two more things that, well, they're not related.
If they're related, they would be parents.
Social machi kissy people. Well, I ain't got time. listening to a little bit of a heart attack.
You maniacal bastard, you.
Yeah, that's me, man. It's Hart D. Fisher here with Josh Hadley. We're sandwiched in the middle of a what-the-fuck moment, and for those that haven't heard any of the recent shows, I do have a whole hour-long heart attack. It comes on before this show. It's on Jackalope Radio, and we're on iTunes. And more, the iTunes revolution is happening. Our audience is fucking blowing up, and I love it.
Speaking of blowing up, I think there was some new news about Michael Hastings this week.
Bad pun, dude.
Come on, I saw an opening.
Speaking
I went
of blowing
for it,
up,
man. I saw an opening. I went for it. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. If you guys haven't heard about Michael Hastings, Michael Hastings is a journalist who was working. He did work for Rolling Stone, and he is most famous for bringing down General McChrystal over Afghanistan, war crimes being committed by our army on civilians in Afghanistan. And that was his big thing that really blew him out into the public. And back on June 19th, his car, his brand new Mercedes-Benz, magically hit a tree on Highland Avenue by Melrose in the middle of fucking Hollywood. In the middle of the night at 4:30 in the morning, he just blazed down the street at high speeds, hit a tree, and the car just blew up. It just blew up. Fiery explosion. And the engine just flew out of the fucking car. Because you know what? Let me tell you something, guys. My brother was a body man, all right, in Chicago. And you know what he did? They fixed fucking wrecks, all right? They fixed wrecks of cars that hit trees at high speeds. They don't blow up like that. This motherfucker was assassinated. And the crash is caught on surveillance cameras. You saw that, right, Josh?
Yeah, it looked to me like the car started to immolate prior to it stopping, which would be the point of impact in the crash. That implies to me a little something other than an explosion, coupled with the fact that the FBI is refusing to cooperate with Freedom of Information requests on Michael Hastings' death. They are actually saying, no, I don't care. We're not giving you our investigation on that. There's no way they're not hiding something.
And even better, guys, against the family's wishes, after the autopsy that they said they did, they cremated the body. I have had loved ones murdered. I've been in a murder trial. In fact, I spent 10 years putting my killer in jail, all right? So I've been there. I've fucking done that. And they do not cremate the body in the beginning of an investigation when the family doesn't even want it. Now, why the fuck would you do that unless you've got something to hide? And the LAPD said they found no signs of foul play. Never mind that this brand new Mercedes engine flew across the yard, which does not fucking happen in an accident like this. It doesn't happen, guys. That's some weirdo, crazy explosion. I mean, that shit is movie shit. When you crash your car, it doesn't just blow up like the fucking A-Team. It's not, it's real life. And they are covering this up. And on the full-length heart attack, we went off on Bill Maher for being a fake rebel, for being a paid-by-the-man rebel. Because when you guys are online and reading, what you need to understand is there are paid political bloggers out there that companies like Monsanto and companies like Blackwater and our own government is paying people to misinform the public. That is their job all day long. They get on the internet, they get on your Facebook, and they make silly ass fucked up posts that distract you from the real issues of the day. Now, how come we're not reading about this investigation in the LA Times? How come it's not in the paper? How come it's not all over fucking Bill Maher? What the fuck? And they it's a blip, and then they want to bury it. They want to bury this. And why did they blow this guy up? I think they rendered this guy. I think they kidnapped this guy. I think this poor son of a bitch is locked up in a dungeon somewhere. And I think every journalist in America should be fucking shit scared because they did this as an example. They made an example out of this fucking guy. I think it was Josh, are you the one that sent me this thing about Barnaby Jack, the respected hacker of ATMs and medical devices, was found dead in his apartment in San Francisco the week before he's supposed to speak at a major cybersecurity conference in Vegas, and he was allegedly going to present a method of wirelessly hacking a pacemaker and using it to kill the patient with the implant.
Yeah, it's suppression of information, and it's suppression and outright murder of people who are trying to expose the suppression of information. But that's the thing I don't get, Hart. Most people have access to the information that they're suppressing information. So isn't that kind of a roundabout argument? We all know information is being suppressed, but they're going to suppress the people that are trying to tell you that information is being suppressed, but we all know information is being suppressed, and it's like a circle jerk.
It's ridiculous, and the fact that they're just wasting these motherfuckers the way they are, it's an example. Oh, he just showed up dead. He's 35 years old. What do you mean he just showed up dead? Oh, that's right. He just showed that back in February, he showed people that he could hack into an insulin pump. Well, if you can hack into an insulin pump, then you can kill that person with that pump, because an insulin overdose or an insulin shortage will kill you. Gee whiz. And so now he's got this cyber way to hack into pacemakers to kill people and ATMs, and we don't know why. We just found him dead in his apartment. You know, yeah, bullshit. Bullshit. There's a lot of crazy fucked up shit going on, man. A lot of crazy fucked up shit. And again, just like I did on the hour-long heart attack, it's time for me to beat the dead horse and go, this is why you have to be politically active. Active. And hey, guys, it works. You know, I got politically active in my local area. If you've been a long-term listener to Heart Attack, you know about my adventures dealing with these assholes trying to remove vehicle lanes from the busiest streets for kickbacks and money. They claim it's for bicycle lanes, but it's really for $65,000 a mile. I mean, this is exactly what I'm talking about. And I got involved and I stopped it. That's right. We put a halt to it. They're supposed to have this shit gone down on one of these major roads here in Eagle Rock back in June. We shut it down. Hasn't happened. Now they're claiming they're going to do it in August. Well, it's August 1st, and I didn't see no fucking lanes up there. And we're going to keep fighting these guys. And you know what, folks? When people keep showing up dead, you got to keep fighting. You got to keep fighting and keep winning, because there's more of us than them. And we'll always win. Did the Third Reich last 1,000 years? It didn't even last fucking 20. We, the people, have the power. And this is why they're trying to trick you, distract you, and get you all caught up in the bullshit of the day. And they're using the media to manipulate you. This whole thing where they're using the Trayvon Martin case as a way to remove self-defense laws to get rid of Stand Your Ground. Hey, Trayvon Martin was murdered by a guy who premeditated that murder. That dude Zimmerman premeditated that. He planned it. He brought a gun with him. He isolated his fucking victim. He got him alone where there were no witnesses. And he used the law and manipulated the law to his own gain. Does that mean you change the Stand Your Ground law? Because that's what the government wants. They want to get rid of the Stand Your Ground law. They want to make it so that you legally cannot defend yourself, so that you are helpless, so they can kill you in your apartment anytime they fucking want. I'm Hart Fisher. This is Motherfucking Heart Attack. We'll see you next week.
I think that we have too many people that try and take advantage of something, no matter how much it will hurt someone else in this country. Now, remember how all the ridiculous arguments against gay marriage from the right were, oh, what next? We going to make pedophilia okay? Are we going to make horse fucking okay? Are we going to make marrying a tree okay? You remember all that nonsense, right?
What was once hyperbole.
Yeah. You know how in what we tend to do on this show, maybe you've noticed it in the time you've been here, Charlie, things that were Onion articles 5 years ago are now real articles today.
Right.
That's a sad statement.
That is really sad. Jesus Christ.
Well, here we go. A pedophile group, backed by the American Psychiatric Association, are trying to get pedophilia declassified as a mental illness because they deserve, quote, the same rights as gay people. Basically, they're saying homosexuals are born gay. You don't choose to be gay. You're born that way. Well, we are born liking children, or, quote, we are minor attracted people.
That one, I had to catch my breath when I read that. The politically correct term for a pedophile is now minor hyphen attracted.
Yeah, that, okay, this sickens me on multiple levels. Because first of all, there are some major differences between homosexuality and pedophilia. One, pedophilia relies on being predatory. Homosexuality does not. Pedophilia requires you to stalk and manipulate your sexual partner. Homosexuality does not. Pedophilia requires that you try and have sex with someone who does not understand, whether societally, emotionally, or physically, what they are actually getting into. Homosexuality does not. In other words, these two things could not be more different.
That's true, except for the predatory part. I've been hit on by a fairly good cross-section of dudes in bars, and some of them are more aggressive than others.
That's still not, I don't think that qualifies as predatory.
Maybe, well, it sure felt like
really
it.
Attractive dude. I've seen you and you're not, but...
Nice.
I'm sorry, if I were gay, no.
Oh, I tip my hat to that one, Josh. My thoughts when I was reading this, I was just horrified because pedophilia is a crime. There's no simpler way to look at it than that. Pedophilia is a crime. You cannot have sex with a minor because it's a crime. There's a reason because it's a crime, because it's fucking traumatizing and horrible.
Well, not according to the AMA, apparently. I'm quoting here, and this sickens me that I even have to say this, okay? In 1998, they issued a report claiming, quote, that the negative potential of adult sex with children was overstated, and that the vast majority of both men and women reported no negative sexual effects from childhood sexual abuse experiences.
So because it doesn't completely demolish the lives of a few people, it's okay.
Yeah. This is the thing that scares me the most about this, okay? That these pedophiles who, just by the sheer fact that they are pedophiles, shows that they only care about their own desires and not how it affects other people. Because let's face it, that's what pedophilia does, isn't it?
And by other people, Josh is referring to the children they will be raping.
Yes. And all they did with this fucking coming out and saying, we want the same rights as homosexuals, is give more and more ammunition to the right to go, see, this is why gays should be ostracized from society. If they're the same as pedophiles, and according to the AMA, they are, that's a problem.
This is the I told you so that the right wing has been waiting all their lives for.
This could not have been a bit bigger gimme for them.
I know.
And that's the real sick part of this. They are trying to claim that you don't choose to be gay. You don't choose to be straight. Well, we don't choose to like five-year-olds. To me, there's something wrong with you. On a fundamental level, if you do get sexually attracted to five-year-olds.
This is something that people are asking to be backed up by science, but I don't think it needs to be backed up by science. If you're attracted to children, fuck you. You don't get any special rights. Again, it is a crime.
Well, and
for good reason.
One of the arguments that they're trying to use is that it's only a crime because we put this arbitrary thing, 18 or 16 in some states, that we put this arbitrary label on, okay, now I can have sex with you tomorrow, but if we do it today, you're not old enough, so it's a crime. They are trying to say it's an arbitrary number where it should be about whether you're sexually able to consent. And what my argument is, I don't care if that 10-year-old girl you're pursuing consents. She cannot understand fundamentally, emotionally, or physically what it means to consent.
You can't apply the same rules to everything.
No.
Some stuff is just wrong because it's wrong in every possible way. There is no dressing it up.
No. And there's also the fact that pedophiles, and this is not because of its illegality, because look at how easy it is relatively to find child porn, even in the pre-internet era. You could find it everywhere without even needing to. These people, they need more and more and more. They are predators. I was not misusing that word when I said pedophilia at its root is a predatory sexual desire.
It is.
And I'm sorry, predatory is not the same as, you know what, a chick likes a chick, a guy likes a guy. That's not the same. So to me, this is, we shouldn't be having this argument, and I am offended by this pedophile group or these pedophiles that are coming out and trying to claim, hey, look, we're just like you, and you should accept us. Fuck you! I will never accept that. The sexualization of children is never okay to me. Ever.
And I'd like to add, fuck whatever psychiatrists there are out there that are enabling this kind of shit.
And that's exactly what it is. Enabling. Good word. Because that's what it is. You are enabling manipulation of not just our system, but you are enabling manipulation of our laws. So let's move on to the second half of this segment. And like I said, these things are pretty much unrelated, but Salt Lake City, Utah is now the hotbed for crazy Republicans. And I know it's weird that that's the hotbed because there's so many, right?
I always expected a Mormon uprising coming out of Salt Lake City, but you live and you learn.
Salt Lake City Senator Mike Lee has basically said he is willing and organizing with the Republican Party, with the GOP, to shut down the United States if Obama does not repeal Obamacare. Which, by the way, I want to point out, was started by Mitt Romney! But I guess they like to leave that part out.
They do. Kind of like how Jesus was a Jew.
Yeah, they like to leave that part out. But he is... Now, we've got to remember, they have tried 38 times in the last 2 years, Charlie, to repeal Obamacare and have failed every single time. So now they're getting desperate and saying, you know what? If Obama just doesn't take Obamacare right off the table, we refuse to fund the government. We will not vote for any kind of government funding. And let's see this government work without us.
Now, to put this in perspective, imagine you and your sibling. Say you have a brother. You're both very young, say 5 years old at this point. You really want to watch Chico and the Man. Just you've been
choice, but okay.
You've been hearing about it all week at school. You really want to watch Chico and the Man. When it comes on, your mom says you can't watch it. There are jokes that might be too old for you, might be a little inappropriate. This was before TVMA, but it would have had TVMA on it. So no, you can't watch this. So your brother says to you, okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to hold my breath until she lets us watch Chico and the Man. Now, you say your brother, because you're a human with a brain, you say, well, yeah, but if you don't get what you want, if you hold your breath, you know, you're going to pass out and you'll get brain damage. And then your brother says, I don't care. Holds his breath, passes out, wakes up with brain damage, and then runs as Senator Mike Lee gets elected, and that's the end of that story.
I see what you did there. Nice transition back to it.
I think that's how it started. I think if only Mike Lee had been allowed to watch Chico and the Man, none of this shit would be going on.
Isn't this kind of, oh, what's that word I'm looking for? A terrorist act?
It is. It's definitely the government. It's sort of like a garbage strike, only it affects the way this country is governed.
But there's also the fact that this is also kind of tantamount and not too far off from your little brother analogy to a temper tantrum, isn't it? We can't. We don't want Obamacare. God damn it. I'm going to go to my room and hold my breath.
And doctors won't be able to help you. Doing. It is what they're doing. This is a temper tantrum on a global political scale. Because as sad as it is, I know that, you know, America does not run the world, but the world watches America. And every time shit like this happens, the rest of the world says, see, that's what we're saying. Why do they spend so much on their military? Why are they allowed to invade us? They're idiots. And every time something like this happens, everyone else in America just has to kind of shrug and say, well, what are you going to do?
Well, now I'm going to read a quote here from Brain Damage Lee, Senator Lee, okay? And I just want to point out, it's kind of ironic. The person who took this quote from him is ABC4 Utah's Kim Johnson. I worked with Kim Johnson for almost 2 years at NBC 26, so I know her, and she's one of those actual reporters.
Okay.
So I actually know Kim Johnson. She was a good one. Quoting Senator Lee here, this will probably be the last opportunity we'll have to not fund Obamacare before these provisions are scheduled to take effect on January 1st, 2014. So in that respect, it's the end of the road, unquote. Now, what that means is this is going to happen. We've run out of all of our legal options. We've run out of all of our filibusters. We've run out of all of our votes. So what we need to do is whatever it takes to keep poor people from getting health care. And by the way, the fact that they keep calling it Obamacare, as I pointed out at the beginning, Charlie, this was instituted initially by Mitt Romney. And the actual act is called the Affordable Health Care Act.
Obamacare is not a real thing. It was made up by
a Republican.
Detractors. Yeah, by Republican detractors.
I got to ask you, should any sane thinking person, which I hope is what makes up our audience, although I know part of it is not, should any sane thinking person want to do their part to stop this? If any of the senators in your state vote for this or do the government shutdown or back the government shutdown, make sure that they don't work again next election.
I mean, that's the values that they've laid out for themselves.
But do you know what the scary part is? The Republicans can't lose this in this. If the government does shut down, then it'll be the Democrats' fault because you could have stopped this. You could have stopped this. All you had to do was give us what we wanted. You could have stopped it. So they will still find a way to blame the Democrats. If the Democrats do give in, they win. To the Republicans, this is a win-win situation. No matter what happens, they come out on top.
There is one instance that I envision where they don't come out on top, and this is how I really hope this whole thing plays out. I don't think it's going to, but sometimes I can be an old-fashioned optimist, Josh. This is what I admit. Envision. I envision the government shutdown going through and nothing fucking changes. Nothing at all. Because our partisan opposition, just not only to, you know, civilians, but also to people in the Senate, people in Congress, high-ranking politicians, everyone is affected by this. Partisan opposition is worse than, I think, any societal problem that we've had in the past 20 years. It's gotten so out of control. People identify themselves by their political affiliations. Too many of them have pushed it all the way to the end, and they got elected to positions where they can actually have influence over shit. And this is just an example of, Jesus, our country is falling apart. Not because things are so bad. It's not because people are sneaking in from Mexico. It's not because Canada has better health care.
That stopped. We've actually had people going back to Mexico. We had a negative illegal immigration growth in the last 2 months. So not only are Mexicans not coming here, the ones that are here are going back.
I'm packing a bag and looking at a map of Arizona right now. Our country is falling apart because of partisan opposition. So I think that a government shutdown, God, I really want this to happen. I want the government shutdown to happen, and I want no one to notice. I want nobody to notice because nothing has gotten...
Call their bluff. I want their bluff to get called.
This would be great. This is like Mike Lee's mom saying, go ahead. Hold your breath. I don't give a fuck.
This is just ridiculous. But, see, everyone gives me shit for always, quote, their word, attacking Republicans. I've said this before, and I know you'd agree with me, so I'm not putting words in your mouth. The Democrats are weak, spineless, and absolutely useless.
100% true.
The Republicans, on the other hand, are evil, self-centered, and completely destructive to this country. So yeah, I'm going to attack the Republicans a little bit. When the Republicans are literally willing to destroy this country in order to get what they want. And keep in mind, they were all backing this before Obama backed it. When this was just Mitt Romney pushing it, it was a great thing that Democrats don't want any part of. Then Obama backed it, and it's like, the black guy likes it too? Well, then that means it's got to be bad.
Yeah, screw this.
John Boehner actually admitted that the Republican Party will vote against anything Obama wants, even if it's something that they are for before Obama wants it, just because they refuse to give him anything.
In that respect, there's been a government shutdown in effect for years. One could say since 2008. But yeah, that's how I want this whole thing to end. I want the government shutdown to happen. I want no one to notice. And, like, I want America to watch Chico and the man themselves while Mike Lee is passed out on the floor. He'll wake up, he'll be fine, and we'll move on.
So, Charlie, since I have completely bummed your night out...
Kinda.
Would you like to tell people where they can find the Fister?
You can find the Fister on Facebook, on Twitter. Charlie is spelled C-H-A-R-L-E-Y, because my parents didn't love me. And, let's see, if you live in Pueblo, Colorado, you'll find me doing comedy pretty much every Friday, somewhere around town.
His stand-up is actually pretty funny.
Thank you, sir. Steel City Stand-Up on Facebook. That's where you can find all the shit that we're doing.
All right, you can find me, 1201beyond.com, 1201beyond@gmail.com, geekjuicemedia.com. And sorry if we bummed you out, but since Charlie's here for the next 2 weeks, we'll probably do it again.
Strap in, kids. It's going to get sad.
Ready?
Is a 1201 Beyond production. Visit 1201beyond.com for more great shows.